The 60s sperm Dorotea showed on Friday has mutated into a sort of looping comet, a loosened-up, energized version of the manufacturer's logo of the past decade or so. Case tries to open her mouth to say something. How did Dorotea know? How does she know? The silence lengthens. She watches Stone Street's red eyebrows go up a millimeter at a time, wordlessly and incrementally interrogative. They reach a point of maximum ratchet.
Well?
Bibendum, that's his name. And also the name of a restaurant in the retrofitted Michelin house, where of course Case has never gone.
Case, are you feeling well? A glass of water?
The first time she'd seen Bibendum had been in a magazine, a French magazine. She'd been six. She'd thrown up. He took a duck in the face at 250 knots.
What?
An edge of alarm in Stone Street's voice. He's starting to rise. It's fine, Bernard. She's clutching the edge of the table.
You don't want water?
No. I mean, the design is fine. It works.
You looked as though you'd seen a ghost.
Dorotea smirks. It was Heinze's design. It affected me. She manages a mechanical grimace, something like a smile.
Really? That's marvelous.
Yes, Kay says. But we're done now, aren't we? Dorotea can go back to Frankfurt, and I can go back to New York. She gets up from her chair, feeling unsteady. I'll need the car, please. She doesn't want to look at Dorotea. Dorotea's the one with the jack move this morning. Dorotea's won. Case is spooked now to the core, and this is nothing like the Asian slut's flat invasion feeling. This is way worse. Very few people have any idea of the extent of her most problematic trademark phobias, and fewer still of the specific triggers. Her parents, a number of doctors, therapists of various kinds, over the years, a very few close friends, no more than three of her former lovers. But Dorotea knows. Her legs feel wooden. She gets to the door somehow.
Goodbye, Bernard. Goodbye, Dorotea.
Stone Street looks puzzled. Dorotea's beaming. And now all those rushing, eager people are gone from the streets of Soho, and thank God the car is waiting. In Parkway, she starts to pay the driver, then remembers it's the Blue Ant car, unlocks the street door with Damien's big brass key, takes the steps two at a time, the two black German keys at the ready, and finds a Michelin man, its white rolls executed in felt, garroted to the doorknob with a thick black cord.